This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You are with Kelvin and Hezril on the Evening Edition, and it's time for our next installment of Popet Popet Parliament, where we take you through the going-ons in Dewan Rakyat. First up was the topic of financial scams during the MCO. Deputy Home Minister Dato Sri Ismail Mohamed Sabri informed Parliament that there were 5 major groups of scams. He then listed the total losses for each category based on official reports made.
Dalam tempoh PKP yang telah dikuatkuasakan bermula 18 Mac, jenayah e-dagang atau skamer e-dagang mencatatkan kes paling tinggi sekali, iaitu sejumlah 2,500 kes dalam tempoh PKP sehingga pada 4 Ogos yang melibatkan kerugian 17 juta. Bagi pinjaman yang tidak wujud, melibatkan 1,582 kes yang melibatkan 18 juta. Bagi Macau scam, 1,001 kes yang melibatkan 50 juta. Yang keempat, Love scam yang melibatkan 481 kes melibatkan kerugian 18 juta. Dan tipu SMS 91 kes melibatkan 800 ribu.
So the deputy minister also added that scams involving the online sale of masks have amounted to 17 million ringgit. Pokok Sena MP Datuk Mahfuz bin Haji Omar then asked a supplementary question about what guarantees can be given that the personal information we share for COVID-19 SOPs isn't being used for financial scams.
Kita memberi jaminan bahawa aplikasi MySejahtera ini kita lindungi di bawah data akta data pribadi, dan kita tidak sewenang-wenangnya untuk mendedahkan maklumat yang berada di bawah MySejahtera yang digunakan oleh pihak PDRM dan juga KKM.
Yang MySejahtera itu okey, dijamin, tetapi nak yang ditulis secara manual ni?
Itu kita akan ambil tindakan jika berlaku pencerobohan bagi data-data pribadi. Terima kasih.
That was Deputy Home Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Mohamed talking about financial scams during COVID-19. If you've experienced any cases of scamming during the MCO, and do you think it was in any way related to the contact details that you've been leaving points to check in, you know, for contact tracing and so on, you can let us know. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
So, moving on, more MP Syed Saddiq had a question for the Youth and Sports Ministry about programs to help educate the youth on democracy and statehood. There to take the question was his former special officer and now Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports, Wan Ahmad Faizal Wan Ahmad Kamal. Syed Saddiq took this opportunity to congratulate the senator on his ascension to the chief post of Bersatu's Armada.
Saya tidak perasan rakan saya senator yang menjawab soalan ini. Saya ingin mengambil kesempatan untuk mengucapkan tahniah di atas kemenangan beliau semalam atau 2 hari lepas dipilih sebagai ketua armada se-Malaysia. Ini serius. I wish him all the best and his new team all the best in his future pursuits. Dengan izin yang speaker.
The MOA MP then moved on and asked what the Deputy Minister thought of the government's decision to maintain the Universities and University Colleges Act 1971, or AUKU as it's referred to in Bahasa Malaysia. Will it restrict the youth's ability to express their opinions, and would keeping AUKU hamper efforts to bolster political awareness amongst the youth? Those were some of the questions posed by the MOA MP to the Deputy Minister, and here's what he said.
Terima kasih Yang Amat MOA, sahabat saya. Pertamanya, ini soalan yang berkaitan mungkin lebih relevan kepada Kementerian Pendidikan Tinggi. Walau bagaimanapun, izinkan saya memberi penerangan ringkas berhubung dengan komitmen Kementerian Belia dan Sukan dalam soal kita membantu meningkatkan kadar literasi politik di kalangan anak muda. Dalam pelan Hala Tuju RMK 12, KBS sebagai agensi peneraju kumpulan Fokus 5, literasi perlembagaan dan etos bangsa di bawah Kumpulan Kerja Teknikal Perbuatan Nasional. Dan program-program oleh Kementerian turut bertujuan meningkatkan literasi politik. Namun begitu, ia bebas atau dengan izin unbiased daripada pengaruh politik kepartian. Ini yang berhormat MOA pun maklum. Kita menekankan sepanjang program yang kita buat di KBS berhubung dengan rukun negara, yang kita baru sambut 50 tahun sejarahnya. Dan ini menjadi penekanan kami dalam membantu meningkatkan kesedaran politik dan pemikiran kritis tentang Undi 18. Jadi insyaAllah kita akan bantu lebih lanjut dalam kerjasama rentas kementerian berhubung soal-soal yang lain dalam meningkatkan kematangan politik anak muda.
That was Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports Wan Ahmad, Faizal Wan Ahmad Kamal. The Deputy Minister was also asked how many youth have registered to become voters since the voting age was lowered to 18. He responded that he will give a written response with the figures, but he did say that lowering the voting age would allow for 7.8 million new voters to be added to the electorate.
So this one is for those between 18 to 20s, in the 18 to the 20 year olds. You can let us know, you know, have you registered? And with the possibility of a snap general elections, have you done that? Why not? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. And our final highlight is to do with the supply bill that was tabled last month by Finance Minister Datuk Seri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz. Among other things, the bill aims to reallocate 7.18 billion ringgit to facilitate the restructuring of the Perikatan National Cabinet, which presently has almost 70 ministers and deputy ministers. Former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad today asked MPs to reject this bill.
Pihak kerajaan telah menambah bilangan anggota kabinet dengan tidak mengambil kira kemampuan kerajaan. Sehingga lebih daripada 30, dan ada pula menteri-menteri yang istimewa yang menjadi menteri kanan dan menteri yang ditugas untuk penuhnya menjaga perhubungan tertentu dengan negara-negara di timur dan juga di negara-negara di timur tengah. Mereka ini diberi taraf menteri, bermakna bahawa mereka akan dibayar gaji menteri dan segala kemudahan-kemudahan untuk menteri akan diberi kepada mereka. Ini bermakna bahawa wang sebanyak 77 bilion ringgit perlu ditambah untuk pegawai-pegawai yang sebenarnya tidak ada kerja apapun. Tuan-tuan dan puan, saya berpendapat bahawa usul ini patut ditolak sama sekali oleh dewan ini. Jika dewan ini bertanggungjawab, kalau dewan ini pun tak bertanggungjawab, bolehlah sokong dan kita akan membazirkan wang untuk jawatan-jawatan menteri hanya dengan niat nak dapat sokongan daripada orang-orang ini.
That was Langkawi MP and former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad urging MPs not to vote in favour of the Supply Bill 2020 to increase government allocations. So Parliament is still underway, but the vote for the Supply Bill just took place and it passed by exactly half the number of MPs in Parliament as announced by Speaker of the Dewan Rakyat, Dato' Azhar Harun.
Alayli yang berhormat, keputusan undian adalah seperti berikut. Yang bersetuju 111, yang tidak bersetuju 106, dan tidak hadir ialah 5. Oleh itu, undang-undang tersebut dipersetujukan. 111.
That was Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dr. Azhar Azizan Harun. And that wraps it up for today's installment of Popek Popek Parliament. If you have any thoughts about the passing of the supply bill or about financial scams during the MCO, as well as, you know, if you happen to be between 18 to 20, know someone around that age who has registered or haven't registered to vote, tell us why. You can let us know as well. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.